today our service is based on the Jewish high holidays, the holiest days in the Jewish religious calendar. During the first part of our service, we'll focus on one aspect of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, which was celebrated last Thursday and Friday. During the second part of our service, we will, I hope, experience the spirit of Yom Kippur, a day of fasting and prayer known as the Day of Atonement. Modern Reconstructionist Jews talk about the Day of At-One-ment, which is next Saturday. Our service falls in the middle of what are known as the 10 days of returning. So I'm going to let them be seated for a while until I say a couple more things. But I just did say returning. What are we returning to? Jews set as a goal during the high holidays returning to be our best selves, and we can too. On the Jewish high holidays, Jews remember that in spite of best intentions, people can frequently miss the mark. That is, we're not always on our best behavior and don't always follow through on our commitments or keep our promises. On the afternoon of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Jews enact the Tashlich ritual by the side of a stream in which people symbolically cast off, that's the literal meaning of the word Tashlich, let go of times, cast them away, they have missed the mark, times that have not been at their best, by casting breadcrumbs into the stream while reciting a prayer. The Tashlich ritual we reenact today is our chance to let go of the times where we're not on our best behavior, we're not our best selves, and cast them off, let them go, which means don't beat yourself up about them, and recommit to return to your best self. We all say, I can't believe I did that, I can do better than that. This is a chance to sort of commit to that. So if my, one more thing before I call up my team of streamers, and you'll see. There is a responsive reading in the insert that brings Tashlich to life, I guess I would say that. So let's read it. Here I am again, ready to let go of my mistakes. Help me to release myself from all the ways I've missed the mark. Help me to stop carrying the karmic baggage of my poor choices. As I cast this bread upon the waters, lift my troubles off my shoulders. Help me to know that last year is over, washed away like crumbs in the current. Open my heart to blessing and gratitude. Renew my soul as the dew renews the grasses. And we say together, Amen. And now if my Tashlich team would come forward, what we're going to do is invite anyone who wants to and can to come forward in the center aisle and take a piece of bread from the basket and drop it into our stream. It's magic. We have a stream here now. And it's going to be a gentle stream, we hope. So we'll have people with the bread on either side of the middle aisle. And please come forward and mindfully cast away anything you have been beating yourself up about this year and start with a clean slate. Thank you for your generous contributions to this community. Please be seated. So you can see in the order of service that I said brief remarks, and they will be very brief. We're supporting our service, as you can see, by possibly a record number of hymns and several poems. But I will say a few things. So the prelude you heard at the start of the service was the traditional melody for a prayer from the High Holiday Liturgy. And I offer this interpretation of that prayer. On Rosh Hashanah, the book of life is opened. And at the end of Yom Kippur, the book is sealed and it is determined. How many shall pass away and how many shall be born? Who will live and who will die? Who shall finish their allotted time and who will not? Who shall be at home and who will be displaced? Who will remain tranquil and who will be disturbed? Who will enjoy life and who will suffer? Who grow rich and who be impoverished? Who will fall and who will rise? For me, the primary message of this prayer is the need to be mindful of the fragile and unpredictable nature of life. It's a call for humility over arrogance, for modesty over an inflated or unrealistic sense of our own importance. And Rosh Hashanah, the new year, is also regarded as the birthday of creation. So I take that as a reminder that creation is a gift and a miracle and not just raw material. At the end of the prayer is an expression of hope. And this is my translation. May our returning to our core of goodness, you remember I talked about returning in the first part of the service, may our returning to our core of goodness, our reconnecting with the source of all life, and our rededicating ourselves to right action in the world alter the harshness of our own fate.